Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I talk with Gary Johnson. He's the Libertarian candidate for President of the United States on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills.
And enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
Ask Me People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time the former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. He was formerly a Republican. Now he's running as a Libertarian for President of the United States. Pleasure to have you on the program,
sir. Hey,
great
to be with you guys.
I remember when I first started looking into Libertarians about 20 years ago that a Libertarian in the state said to me, well, the definition for me is that we'll pay for roads, but only the ones we drive on. We'll pay for schools, but only the ones our kids go to. And we'd like to privatize the police and fire departments. Is that still the position of the Libertarian Party?
Well, I think the position of the Libertarian Party is you know, tax me for things that I use. So I always say that the ideal or the best example of a libertarian tax is the gas tax. I mean, you pay for gasoline and you actually then drive on roads. Of course, we have issues with that right now in that those funds aren't completely directed toward roads. And then now we've got electric vehicles that aren't contributing anything at all to highways. So issues there. Privatizing? Yeah, wherever you can privatize, wherever you can save money offering the same goods and services, you should look into that. With regard to police, I think that would probably be last on the list, but you would certainly keep an open mind, and that would not be something that the federal government would do ever. That would be something that the city of Reno would consider.
Right, and I was just using it as an example.
Yeah, no.
What's interesting, too, over the last 25, 30 years is that libertarians have left the Libertarian Party and moved to the Republican Party because they couldn't get elected as libertarians, and you've taken the opposite track here.
Well, I think that libertarians, and right now running for president and being at 12%, being close to being in the presidential debates, right now in all these polls, we're actually taking a few more votes from Democrats as opposed to Republicans, but really close, really a 50-50. And that's because of the unique mix. Libertarians, fiscally conservative, socially, we don't care. We're agnostic as long as you don't try and force it on anybody else. And then taking a position when it comes to military intervention, taking a position when it comes to regime change, that's really had the unintended consequence of making things worse, not better.
And so your idea is to not get involved in these foreign wars.
Well, I reject that libertarians are isolationists. Donald Trump's an isolationist. We're non-interventionist. And we should have an absolutely impenetrable national defense. But I stress the word defense. And we're at war with ISIS. You know, we'll finish that task.
And one last question before I let Ray jump in here is border security. Obviously, as the governor of New Mexico, you were well aware of what was going on the southern border. What are your thoughts from Donald Trump's idea of building a real wall to those talking about a metaphorical wall, to those that say the Obama administration and the Bush administration has increased border security so dramatically that you would have to spend an insane amount of money to go further?
Well, first of all, deporting 11 million undocumented workers, that's just crazy. That has a basis in misinformation. These are really hardworking people that can't get across the border, couldn't get across the border because the government made it impossible to get a work visa. We should make it as easy as possible to get a work visa to come over and work. And a work visa should entail a background check and a Social Security card so that taxes get paid. They're hardworking. They're not murderers and rapists. They're absolutely cream of the crop and statistically commit less crime than U.S. citizens. Building a wall across the border, also just a crazy notion. With regard to border current border security, look, we have the least amount of illegal crossings right now that we've had, I believe, in two decades. Because there aren't jobs in the United States right now. So we're not looking to dismantle that, but just back to an immigration system that works. I saw an analysis the other day by Wharton School of Business that compared restricting immigration with increasing immigration for high-skilled workers as opposed to increasing immigration by 50%. And restricting immigration had a negative impact on the economy. High-skilled workers had a slight positive impact. Increasing immigration by 50% had a huge positive economic impact for all of us.
Governor, I interviewed you 4 years ago when you came to Reno when you were running for president, and seems this go-round, your chances are much better. First, the high unfavorability ratings for both Clinton and Trump, and then you had a recent CNN town hall that attracted 1.6 million viewers. It was the highest rated cable show of the day, and you doubled your viewership in the 24 to 36 demographic. It seems like you really have a chance not only to get into the debates this year.
But actually win.
Well, I don't know. You know, that might be a stretch, but tell me about your chances.
Well, that neither myself nor Bill Weld, and both of us, having been former Republican governors, that both got reelected in heavily blue states, me in New Mexico, Bill in Massachusetts, being fiscally conservative, socially, in our case, liberal, really showing results. So our pitch is that, look, if Clinton or Trump is elected, isn't the polarity in Congress going to be bigger than ever? And elect a couple of libertarians in the middle, former governors, that are going to be bipartisan, hire Democrats and Republicans. All of them, of course, will be libertarian-leaning. But two governors standing in the middle calling out both sides, saying, come on, let's come to the table. Let's deal with issues that are pressing for this country. Which scenario do you think has the best chance of working out?
All right, well, let me ask you this, because what you're saying sounds a lot like Ronald Reagan when he appealed to the general public to get things through the Congress, rather than just trying to deal with the Congress alone. But do you think that you would be able to accomplish anything with the way the Senate and the House are set right now?
I do. I absolutely do. But if you think that the House and the Senate, regardless, like I say, of who gets elected, are going to be able to do anything, I'm going to argue it's going to be worse than ever, as opposed to right now being able to call out Republicans on what they're supposed to be good at, which is dollars and cents. But they just their idea of cutting government is eliminating Planned Parenthood. But look, they've got to look at the entitlements. The entitlements have to be reformed along
be specific.
Well,
what entitlements?
Medicaid and Medicare.
You want to cut them?
Well, by cut them, make it a fixed amount. I want to supply a safety net. But one of the promises that Bill Weld and I are making is that within the first 100 days, we will submit a balanced budget. To do that, that is reforming the entitlements. We can talk specifically about how you do that. We're not getting elected dictator or king, getting elected president, so it's going to be something that has to come out of Congress. But reforming Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and cutting military spending, which the, if we just want to look at the Pentagon itself says we could cut 20% of U.S. bases. Of course, that isn't happening because Congress, that's bringing home the bacon, and, you know, no congressperson wants their base eliminated.
All right, Governor, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Governor Gary Johnson, who is running for President of the United States on the Libertarian ticket. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Governor Gary Johnson, running as a Libertarian for President of the United States. I want to get back to what you were talking about with entitlements. So for example, people are barely surviving on Social Security, which was not ever meant to be a person's living. But people are surviving on that. Where do you cut in Social Security?
Well, I don't think you cut Social Security at all. Reforms do need to be accomplished when it comes to Social Security. It's a fiscal cliff out there. So raising the couple things that come to mind. Raising the retirement age would be one. Another would be that you could have a very fair means testing. And by means testing, should you be able to get back more Social Security than what you paid in, given a certain level of income? I think that would be a real starter when it comes to means testing. But it's got to be solvent into the future. It needs to protect people and their well-being into the future. But remember, when Social Security was adopted, the average age of an American male was 55 years old. Nobody was going to even live to the age of Social Security when it was originally adopted. So changes have to be made.
What about Medicare?
I think Medicare and Medicaid both have to devolve to the states. And in my heart of hearts, having been governor of New Mexico, if the federal government would have block granted the state of New Mexico a fixed amount of money for Medicare, those over 65, which is currently not a state's function, and a fixed amount of money for Medicaid, welfare, if they would have granted me a fixed amount of money in both of those areas, that I would have been able to draw new lines of eligibility and, in fact, created a safety net. No one would have gone without. But I say that this is 50 laboratories of innovation and best practice, and that you would absolutely have some fabulous success that would get emulated. You'd also have some horrible failure that would get avoided. But I reject that the federal government, one size fits all, can ever work. This is something that has to be a broader experiment.
Governor, in the recent CNN town hall, your running mate Bill Weld said that Donald Trump, and this is quote, had a screw loose. And I was wondering,
it screw or screws?
Screws. just a screw loose is the way I read it.
Okay.
Is that the official position of your ticket that Donald Trump is mentally unstable?
Here's the official position is that the guy has said 140 things that would disqualify anyone else from being president. And I'll start off with the deportation of 11 million undocumented workers, building a fence across the border, killing the families of Muslim terrorists, bringing back waterboarding or worse. So we're going to force our military to conduct torture. That he says he's all for free market, but he's going to force Apple to make their iPads and their iPhones in the United States, and then impose a 35% tariff on all imported goods. Who's going to end up paying for that? So those are the things that he's saying really maybe indicate that there's some screws loose.
But Governor, it wasn't you or Governor Weld, but other people have brought up his stability of his mental assets, and I
you know, and both Bill and I were really not wanting to throw rocks at the guy, because there seems to be thousands of people that wake up every single day and make a living out of doing that. And that goes for the other side, too, Hillary. And was there anything that she didn't promise anybody the other day in her acceptance speech as the nominee? And then Hillary's a real hawk when it comes to military policy. And I don't want to say that it's intentional, but if you take Libya and Syria, where she and Obama both backed the opposition in both of those countries, armed the opposition, and the opposition was aligned with ISIS, and the opposition gets wiped out, and all the arms go over to ISIS, not intentional by any means, but that's regime change, and that's what we've been involved in, and that's Hillary. Hillary's been front and center on this stuff.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Governor Johnson right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history. A place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive old blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with the Libertarian candidate for President of the United States, former Governor Gary Johnson.
Governor, I read published reports that stated that you have been or had been a marijuana user.
One of 100 million plus in this
right,
country.
Right.
Yep.
But that you would abstain from using marijuana during the election and abstain if you were elected president?
Yes. I've always maintained that you certainly don't want to. And by the way, I haven't had a drink of alcohol for 29 years. Not an alcoholic. It had to do with just being the best that you can possibly be. But running for president is a 24/7 gig, and being president is a 24/7 gig. And you don't want the president of the United States. They're talking today about nuclear incoming missiles, and you got 12 minutes to react. You don't want a president anything but clear-headed in a situation like that.
Well,
let me ask
sense.
You this. Let's cut to the chase here.
We're not cutting to the chase?
You're running at 12% at this point, which
yeah.
is 2 points higher than I was aware of earlier this morning. And you know, you are going to be a deal breaker for one side or the other.
No, hopefully a deal breaker for both.
The idea here is
to win. Just make no bones about that.
I understand that. But the reality is you don't have $1.5 billion to
no,
spend on
don't.
An advertising campaign.
No. And so given the amount of money that we have and the fact that we may actually win this, and I cannot stress this enough, we would not be doing this if there weren't the opportunity to win.
But the reality is...
The reality is that we can win. If we get to 15%, if we get to 20% before the first debate, where in the debate there'll be a bigger audience than the Super Bowl, all bets are off. Anything is possible. But first thing has to happen, being in the debates. And you are right. If you want to project right now that we're not going to be in the debates...
No, I'm not saying you're not going to be in
the debates. Agree to disagree on that.
No. I'm not saying you're not going to be in the debates. I mean, there is actually quite a likelihood... with the discomfort that a lot of people have with the two major candidates, that you could well end up on that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've only got to hit 15%. There's 85% that are somewhere else at this point.
Right now we're at 12%, so, and 60% of the population doesn't even know who we are.
But who do you help and who do you hurt of the two major candidates?
Hopefully hurt them both to the point that we just knock them both out. This is a dysfunctional country right now because of this two-party dysfunctional, you know, let's just flush it. We're the comet here. They're the dinosaurs. We're intending to blast this thing out of the sky here.
Is the intent to make the Libertarian Party a bigger party going forward? Because
I think that's going to be a consequence. Unquestionably, that's going to be a consequence. Because of the pickup in activity, and we're seeing that within Libertarian registration right now.
And do you see Republicans leaving the Republican Party and coming back to the Libertarian Party?
Well, it's both sides. It's Democrat and Republican, 50-50. And it's really so close that to say that it's one side or the other would be a disservice to one side or the other.
Do you believe that Donald Trump will still be a viable candidate come Labor Day?
I wouldn't have thought he'd have been a viable candidate to this point. In no way would I have thought that. But
because
here it is.
Because the Democrats have already gone from dangerous in their message, which is what they used against Sharon Angle when she ran against Harry Reid, they have now progressed to confused. And this is one knife stroke each day.
No, it's amazing. And then I do, on the Hillary side, I mean, you know, there's a real pay-to-play element in speaking fees by Bill and Hillary both. And the coincidence of these speaking fees and then amazingly agreements that get signed the next day, it's just... And others to do this, not me, others.
Governor, it seems that when you talk about Hillary Clinton, you could really hurt her because your candidacy seems to be a logical landing point for former supporters of Bernie Sanders.
I do believe that. I think about 75% of what libertarians believe is Bernie Sanders. Look, marriage equality, woman's right to choose, legalized marijuana, crony capitalism is alive and well, that government really can provide equal opportunity. Let's stop dropping bombs. But from an economic standpoint, I think we really come to a T in the road. And this is my hypothesis, if Bernie Sanders supporters are looking for income equality, I don't think government is capable of doing that. That's Peter taking from Paul. That's an equation that Peter loves, but it just doesn't work. But if Bernie supporters are looking for equal opportunity, that is something that government can accomplish. And Bill Weld and myself, both having been governors, I think we delivered on that equal opportunity segment in a big way.
Did you try and reach out to Senator Sanders to get him to support your cause?
No, I don't find that effective. I think that people need...
Hillary did.
Well, right. Libertarians are, look...
We've got about 10 seconds.
You garner all the information that you need, and you make the decision. That's a libertarian... cornerstone. Look, you make your decision. You make the decisions in your life. Those are your choices.
Is the major weak spot the lack of organization on the ground for libertarians? Just a yes or no?
No, I don't think it's a weak spot. I mean, it's just a lack of resources. But right now, it's really the trend is here. The momentum is with us right at the moment. We'll see how far it goes.
And that's where we have to leave it.
Oh,
if you come back through Reno, we would love to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thank you both.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you retain the law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist? Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast.